presented by Midwest Members Credit Union, with Joe Roderick and Fred Slow, live from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. And it starts now.
Don't put your name on me.
And a good morning to you on this Sunday. It is Going Over on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I am Joe Roderick, joined alongside for the final time. It's Fred Slow. Good morning, Fred.
I cannot believe that I'm quitting the program.
Yeah.
Before we stopped calling it the new 590 The Fan.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What are we at, like a year and a half now?
September?
So, okay, so not a full year. It's been a long not full year for me. I wrote a cold open to the show, didn't use it, so I guess I'll delete that file.
Oh, what was it? You could do it right now.
It's a holiday weekend. It's a holiday weekend, and the only thing that our listeners are celebrating is me leaving the show. The show will begin now, and it'll be going until it's over. I blew it at the end there. For Fred. That's all right. It's a good morning. Good morning, St. Louis. Hope you survived the hail last night. I know you did not know it was coming because Cindy Pressler was not here to tell you.
No, she never got back to us, did she?
She is. Do you have a nemesis, an arch nemesis?
I think so. Yeah.
I have one now.
Oh, okay. Cindy Pressler. Huh?
It is the cold shoulder of Cindy Pressler.
Wow. Okay.
Hashtag tweets Cindy is ignored.
We are missing Andy for right now. He is on his way. I heard maybe he had kidnapped Cindy Pressler and was bringing her to the show.
Don't make me eat my words unless it's alongside some delicious meal here at the kitchen.
Well, that's where we are today. Sixth and Lucas is the home of the show today. It's also where we were yesterday because we will not be here next week.
No, I will not.
Next week, you definitely won't be here. Andy, he could come here with his wife, and they could eat lunch or dinner one day, I guess.
Anyone couldn't.
Yeah, it really is open to anybody. They would like it if you came clothed. Like, that's kind of a one thing that they would appreciate. Maybe wear shirt and shoes.
Sandals also acceptable.
But no, we will be in Chicago at the Full Shilling Public House right there on Clark Street, just a 3-minute walk from Wrigley Field. A 3-minute walk. So I'm sorry we increased the walk time from our old place that we broadcasted from in Chicago to the new place by 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
What is a shilling?
Like a pence or a shilling? Not Mike Pence, not Kurt Schilling. Boy, those two have a lot in common.
I believe it was a form of currency back in pirate days.
Yeah. Yeah, like a pence, right?
I believe so.
Like 2 pence to a shilling?
Do you feel like that is an expression?
Yes. I do. Oh, I was close. Following the dissimulation?
Dissimulation to remove through the act of genocide.
In 1970, the coin shilling had a value of 5 pence. It was made from silver from its introduction in or around 1503 until 1947, and thereafter in Cupronickel. Prior to decimal day in 1971, there were 240 pence in 1 pound sterling. 12 pence make a shilling, and 20 shillings make a pound.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask the obvious follow-up. A pence is how many shillings?
I just said 12 pence makes 1 shilling.
I thought you said a shilling was 5 pence.
Back in the day, nowadays, now, 12 pence make a shilling.
Okay.
20 shillings make a pound. It was the old British coin.
So if I have 5 pence, how many apps can I buy?
Ooh, you have, I don't know. As Grove says, 6 pence, none the richer. So if you have 6 pence, yeah, that's why, because Grove, you only have a half shilling. That's why you're none the richer.
I feel like if I currently lived in Austria, or Hungary, don't really know the dividing line there, not up on my Eastern European governmental euros. I feel like I'd be doing all right now with this knowledge.
There's also something called a bob. 2 shillings or a 2 bob or a 2 bob bit. 20 of them equal a pound. Man, those Brits had some weird money.
They have such weird money that they quit the association that had a standard money to go back to weird money.
Did they? What, you mean the euro?
Yes. They had the euro.
They just wanted it to be close to their dollar. Maybe. I have no idea. So Andy, he's either late because he's out trying to find Cindy Pressler, or maybe he's bringing like balloons and a cake for you.
I don't feel like that is the one.
You don't think he has like a celebration planned for you, and that he's bringing you treats?
My favorite Sixpence None the Richer song, "Baby's Black Balloon Bleeds Tonight."
Didn't they only have one song?
Actually,
I thought they were a one-hit wonder as well, just like Eve 6.
I feel like mine is
Eve
actually
Eve 6
the
is not
Dolls.
A one-hit wonder.
Eve 6 playing Fair St. Louis this year.
Gin Blossoms coming to the Alton Amphitheater. Make sure you check them out.
No, not the Alton Amphitheater.
Oh, it's not?
No, they're playing at Max. Timeout. Yes. Yes, they're not an actual amphitheater. No, they're playing in Max, right where I used to broadcast my show.
If you've never been to Max, you know what? Take a shot at it.
Cheap food, cold drinks, and you can bet on horses. Not a paying sponsor.
No, place kills.
You know who is a paying sponsor, though? It's Liquid Spirits. They present our road trips. They present our road trip to Louisville. They'll present our road trip next week to Chicago, driven by Tri-Ford out of Highland. Give Liquid Spirits a call if you have any beverage catering needs, whether it be a wedding, maybe a graduation party this summer, Larry, or if you just maybe have a summer cookout and you want to bring, you want to have it catered beverage-wise, give John at Liquid Spirits a call, 314-650-4191. That's 314-650-4191. That's Liquid Spirits. Find them online at liquidspiritsstl.com. Our text in line is 855-282-8255. That's 855-282-8255. You can text in to the radio program today. No guests again. Fred, I told you, if you want to, you were more than welcome to book guests the past 2 days, and you chose not to.
Were those my exact words, Joe?
What, did you book any guests?
I feel like you know what my exact words were when you told me to book guests.
No guests needed?
It was similar to that. Forget guests.
Oh, okay.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent in this room right now.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to, you know, have some people call in and chat it up with them one last time.
It's amazing to me. And if you do have interest in wishing me good luck in all my endeavors, 855-282-TALK. It's amazing to me, Joe, how whenever time starts to dwindle down, how much more you appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And these final 2 hours, although I assure you will not be our finest 2 hours of radio.
Right.
Will be my favorite 2 hours.
What do you think our best 2 hours of radio were that we have done since we started the show in December?
Ooh, I almost need some reflection music here. Mm-hmm. The best 2 hours.
Reflection music, Giamatti. Hotkey 12, I believe, is where you can find that. Hotkey 12.
I would say you and I had a lot of fun and a lot of success at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of really good guests, but I also just told you how I feel about guests.
Well, that's the whole reason we go to the Super Bowl, is to get guests.
I will say without hesitation, the finest 2 hours of radio that you and I have ever done is actually a compilation of multiple Grover's Corners.
I don't think that's reflection music. I think that's trivia music.
It's good enough for
I need something like if I were to be standing on at a pond with some skipping stones. Like, I need that music. Like, I'm just looking out there.
Today's top five game show hosts. Top five game show hosts.
That's what you're going with in your last day, huh?
Well, you know how little preparation I put into this. What would be more suiting? What would be more fitting for you?
I don't know.
Top five unique currencies Top five unique currencies.
I dig that one.
Where does the pence fall? The pence mightier than the sword. That's an old expression I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Again, Mike Pence doesn't believe in science. He is our vice president.
Booed off the stage. By the way, graduation season. Congratulations to all of our recent high school and college graduates. May your road be long and windy. Booed off the stage, Joe.
Yeah.
This is Sixpence, not the Rich.
Okay, they're not a one-hit wonder. Still waiting for that second song by Eve Six, but we found the second song of Sixpence.
This is Eve Six. What are you talking about?
Damn it. I think the only reason I know this song is because Grove's been shoving it down our throats for the past few months.
Pretty much. It's been some fine radio when it plays.
That's when I was like, I've heard this song before, and that's when I was like, oh, maybe I've heard it on the radio. Must be Sixpence None the Richer.
You should add it on your set list there. When you go running.
I went for a nice run this morning. Gym didn't open till noon. I went for a 3.5 mile run this morning.
What kind of gym doesn't open to noon?
The Y had the Gateway Region Y. I'm a big fan of it. I mean, opens at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. That's great. I could get in there. It has good childcare hours. I'm a fan of that. I'm not a fan of their Sunday hours. That's the one complaint that I have about it, is that they only are open on Sundays from noon to 6.
How do I see how high Eve 6 music charted when it was charting?
Oh, Wikipedia. You go to the discography. And the singles. Yeah, okay. In the singles section. Yep.
Do you feel like Eve 6 has ever had a top 40 hit?
Eve 6,
they've
yes.
had two of them. Probably more.
Not two of them, no. One. The song that we stood in the corner to at 8th grade dances, Fred.
Inside Out?
Yes.
You didn't need to say the name of it. Everybody knew what song I was talking about.
Yeah, but they have multiple hits. See, yes, two top 40 hits if you look at the U.S. charts, Inside Out and Here's to the Night. Then on the alt-rock charts, they've had four top 10s.
Yeah.
Inside Out, Leech, Promise, Think Twice. Okay, on the adult contemporary charts, Here's Tonight finished in the top 10.
What? Okay, so Eve 6, what's their one hit called?
They have two hits.
Okay. We're talking about the one.
Inside
where
Out.
Where did Inside Out chart?
On which on the U.S. chart?
In 1998, when it had the most opportunity for greatest success after their, what I assume to be, one-time appearance on The Late Show with Jay Leno, where did it chart?
It's the U.S. chart was 28. The adult chart, it was 16. The
top 30
rock
hit.
Chart,
not bad.
It was 1. The U.S. pop chart, it was 11. And up in Canada, America's Hat, it peaked at 36.
If the Jay Leno rub doesn't get you into the top 10, you're not worth much, really, in my opinion.
Jeez. Hey, the Cardinals win last night behind the arm of Adam Wainwright. Another outstanding start for the Cardinals. Well, I guess I don't know if you can start calling him the Cardinals ace again, the Cardinals co-ace, because you look at what he has been doing in the month of May, and it's quite outstanding what he has put together in the month of May. You remember he really started off quite rough in his at the start of the season, starting 0-3 in the month of April, did get two wins to end the month of April, but still those starts were not that good. But has turned that around with an outstanding month of May. Did allow four runs to the Marlins on May 9th, but since then has allowed one earned run in starts against the Cubs, the Giants, and now the Rockies. Three teams that are actually really, really good,
very
too,
good.
And have really good offensive lineups. You look at the splits between his April and his May. Grove put these together, 2-3 in the month of April with a 6.12 ERA, and in May 3-0 now with an ERA of 2.64. The one thing, and again, four of the five runs that he has allowed in the month of May came on that first start of May. I'm sorry, second start of May. He did start off the month rough. May 4th, he also had start against Milwaukee where he allowed four runs, then four runs against Miami. So since his start against the Cubs on May 14th, his start last week on May 21st, and then last night on May 27th, he has allowed one earned run in those innings. Also did a good job of cutting the walks down. Ironically, when he got off to the bad start this year, wasn't walking batters, and then when he kind of turned things around, did start to walk batters a little more. And when you kind of dig into the numbers a little bit, when you look at what he's doing different this year, I do think that it has a lot to do with how he's trying to get out. It does seem like he's trying to pitch a little more to contact and has been doing so in the month of May, pitching more to contact, letting the guys just hit the ball and let the fielders do the work. But in these last three starts now of Adam Wainwright, wins of 5-0, 8-3, and 3-0, I think that we're starting to see Adam Wainwright turn the corner, and I think that we can quiet down any talks of moving him to the bullpen.
Well, so he's cranked off five in a row after starting 0-3. I know the earned runs are up. Obviously, he got rocked early.
I
mean, the numbers don't look good because they were not good to start, as you said. You want to call him the head of the rotation again? Call him in. I don't like calling Mike Leake that. So, who's having a phenomenal year, by the way? I mean, I'm not trying to say his numbers aren't, but he's not a guy that I want to put a Cardinals hat on and put out in front of my organization. But yeah.
I'll make him my game three starter right now in the playoffs.
Yes. I don't need him my game one, though. Give me Martinez. Give me Wainwright. And I'll put Mike Leake up there. Mike Leake, I think, also has five wins. His ERA
is ridiculous.
Unreal. It's under two.
And just not getting any run support, though.
5-2 on the year for Mike Leake.
Yeah.
Thrown, I think, almost more innings than anyone. I bet Martinez has thrown more. But yeah, the front end of this pitching staff, the start, they're outstanding. It's what's keeping them in the mix. And like you said, a good little ball game last night.
No, it was a good game, and definitely need to start the conversation on Tommy Pham and where he fits in to this team. A monster home run for Tommy Pham last night.
He bat number two last night?
He did, yes. They went with almost all righties in the lineup last night besides second baseman, originally listed as Colton Wong, but then he was scratched with a shoulder or an elbow injury, having to replace him with Greg Garcia. So only one lefty in the lineup. Matt Carpenter actually got the day off yesterday. Did pinch hit late in the game, but did not get the start. And that's the first time in a long time that Matt Carpenter has had a day off, and with no other first baseman on the team anymore, with trading Matt Adams and getting rid of Jose Martinez being on the DL, there's nobody else to really play in place of Matt Carpenter. So Jed Jerko played there yesterday. That's another thing, too, the construction of the lineup. Yesterday we saw that they DFA'd Miguel Sokolovich.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he probably will. We won't be seeing any more of him. They decided to call up another pitcher in place of Sokolovich. That being a guy from, I have to grab the name. Grove, do you know the name? Did you?
No, I have it. Hold on.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I know they called up. They dropped Sokolovich and they called up a guy.
It was Mike something. I'm pulling it up here.
And you know my internet would not be working this 1 second.
Right, but there's still eight relievers in the bullpen to the five starters that they have, and the pen. So they are going. They are continuing to go with the 13 pitchers where two of the guys in this pitching staff don't have defined roles unless you don't want them to be pitching at all. And that's kind of the up six,
John
down six
Babia.
Kind of a
John,
role.
Oh, I was about to get it.
Yeah, 26-year-old righty, John Brabia, wearing the number 60 on his back. So they are just not – I don't know who they – call up. I know that they had to purchase the contract of him dropping Sokolovich from the 40 man. I don't know what it's going to take to bring DeJong up to the up to the big roster. That's kind of the That's kind of what I'm waiting for, to give a little more depth, I guess, because it does seem like you're good with those four outfielders. You do need that other bat. Last night you started the game without Colton Wong, without Stephen Piscotty, so you had a game with two guys on your bench, Eric Fryer and Matt Carpenter. Not the greatest way to go into a game.
My favorite unimportant stat before we move away from Cardinals baseball talk. Joe, what is the average amount of time for a Cardinals baseball game this season?
2:53, I'm going to guess.
It is 3 hours and 8 minutes. Wow. Did you know the Cardinals have played 22 games over 3 hours and 5 minutes, and they played 22 games under 3 hours and 5 minutes?
That's the Brett Cecil effect.
So there you go.
We need to take a break. We are at the Kitchen Sink. Andy Hanselman has arrived. He joins us in the next segment, as we will get to Fred Sure Thing in this hour as well, right here on Going Over.